And now, let's join the Paul Winter Consort for this annual event from the Cathedral of St. John the Divine.
Thank you very much, and good evening, and welcome again to our solstice celebration of the leap year. That was a brand new composition for us tonight by Paul Halley, based on a traditional carol, the Come Ye Worthy Gentlemen. Paul Halley. We want to introduce you now an extraordinary musician who seems to have dropped out of the heavens into our lives in the last couple of months, and is here with us tonight, this weekend, for the first time, as part of the solstice celebration. Keisha Lewis Evans.
Oh,
Orchestra Lewis Evans performing with the Paul Winter Consort in the Cathedral of St. John the Divine. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
I don't know of anything on land that can follow that. So we're going to jump into the ocean and bring you with us, if you will. Just for fun, I'd like to imagine that we were all invited to a party under the sea, and whales from oceans all over the world came to sing with us. We have humpback whales from oceans near Hawaii and Bermuda and Puerto Rico and other places. And we put them together as a kind of a cetacean party here. And we're going to make some new music along with them and see where they might take us in this journey into the sea from whales alive.
Major support for the Paul Winter Consort Winter Solstice Full Earth Christmas Celebration is provided by the National Endowment for the Arts. Additional funding comes from National Public Radio member stations and the NPR Arts and Performance Fund. Contributors include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation and the Chrysler Corporation. Now back to the stage at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine and Paul Winter.
So we're going to take you to Russia now. We met an extraordinary vocal group, the Dmitri Pokrovsky Singers. 14 young men and women who sing in the ancient Russian village traditions that go back hundreds of years, and fell in love with them and their music, and together we all dreamed out loud through the interpreters of possibly making an album together. And altogether that has come to life in an album called Earthbeat that just came out this week. We want to feature something from that now, in which we have the Pokrovsky Singers on tape. We hope very much to have them in person here next summer. And this song comes from the Kursk region in southern Russia. It's a seasonal circle dance. We know that much. We never did get to understand too much about the words, except we did get the sense that either we wouldn't understand them or we couldn't repeat them. But we did manage to work out a mode of communication. We spoke a little Russian and they know English, but we found a kind of a Tarzan mode of communicating. And so this piece still has its working title of Kursky Funk.
Yeah.
But the solstice in the winter is probably the most significant turning point of the year. And so we have a suite in which we begin with some
sing songs of the angels when Jesus was born. With the lad, jubilation, bring hope to the nation.
Oh, Peter Lewis Evans.
The Paul Winter Consort, Winter Solstice, Full Earth Christmas Celebration will continue in a moment with performances by the Brazilian samba group Pedro Boy and, of course, the Paul Winter Consort. Welcome back to the Paul Winter Consort Winter Solstice Full Earth Christmas Celebration. I'm John Schaefer. This celebration is an annual event that takes place here at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine, a majestic century-old Gothic cathedral soaring some 10 stories above street level here in Upper Manhattan. The cathedral offers a lot of different opportunities for music in various spaces, both up in the nave of the church and further back, but Paul Winter, you can be sure, will use all available space in the cathedral during the second half of this program. Speaking of the space itself, I might mention that our handsome broadcast booth here in the cathedral is right next door to what seems to be a crypt, which contains, as nearly as we can tell, the tombs of at least three bishops and who knows what else. But back to the music, in this second and final hour of the program, we'll hear some more songs of the season, both traditional and contemporary. We'll also get to hear the music of Wolves, on tape, of course, among the selections. Now, Paul Winter fans will know that collaborating with animals has become as much a trademark of his music as his collaborations with other people. Some of the latter, by the way, include the Dmitri Pokrovsky singers, who are also present on tape for this event, as well as some other guest artists. And behind me now you're hearing an improvisation from a remarkable quartet of French hunting horns. They call themselves Trompe Detroit, and organist Paul Halley, who is not only a member of the Paul Winter Consort, but also the resident keyboardist here at the cathedral. Also in this half, we'll get to hear from Pete Seeger, the legendary folk singer, and the Brazilian samba band, PJ Boy. Right now, Paul Winter is returning to the stage here at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine, so let's join him there.
With ancient roots, symbolized by the panpipes you'll hear in the beginning, which come from the village music of Russia, played by the Dmitri Pokrovsky singers along with their voices. This is from the Earthbeat album. It includes a chorale that Paul Halley wrote, inspired by this music of the Pokrovsky singers. And we call this piece The Song for the World. Thank you.
Thank you.
Eugene Friesen, cello, and Paul Halley at the keyboard, performing live with the Fall Winter Consort at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine.
Twenty years ago, when I was just beginning to think of creating a group like the Consort, I drove over to Beacon, New York, and up the mountain to Pete Seeger's log cabin, and to ask Pete if he thought that it'd be possible to take something of the essence of classical music and combine it with some of the essences of folk music and ethnic music, in which I included jazz, from around the world, and see if some new music could be woven from that. And Pete said, well, nothing short of a lifetime of work and a considerable amount of genius could pull it off. And he says, maybe you're the guy to give it a try. But he said the key word in all is, the key thing is participation. It's lovely to play instruments and put all kinds of things together, but the greatest thing is to involve people in making music with you. And that one word has stayed with me all these years, and really, I think, been the kind of the guiding word for the Consort. It means a great deal to me that Pete Seeger is here to play with us tonight, and I'd like you to welcome him. Pete Seeger.
One earth so green and round. Who could ask for more? could ask for more. And because I love you, and because I love you, give it one more try, give it one more try. To show my rainbow race, to show my rainbow race, it's too soon to die, it's too soon.
Paul Winter Consort, performing live at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine. For their support of this program, we'd like to thank Airshow Incorporated, Washington Professional Systems, and the Cathedral of St. John the Divine. You're listening to the Paul Winter Consort Winter Solstice Whole Earth Christmas Celebration. And this is NPR, National Public Radio.
At 89.7, this is WGBH Boston.
We have with us tonight as a special treat Brazil's musical ambassadors to New York, the Pagey Boys Samba Group. called Minuit, which means midnight. And in village music, just as in a wolf pack, everybody sings. And this is the chorus that the whole village has, and we invite you to be the village. Better.
Adeste Fidelis from the Paul Winter Consort performed on stage at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine. The Paul Winter Consort Winter Solstice Full Earth Christmas Celebration is a presentation of Cathedral Arts and Living Music, produced for broadcast by Murray Street Enterprise, New York, in cooperation with National Public Radio and NPR member station WNYC, New York Public Radio. Senior producer was Steve Rath, associate producer Leslie Peters. Technical direction, Air Show Incorporated. Recording engineers were David Glasser and Stephen Kellum, assisted by Dan Farkas. Post-production by Stephen Erickson. Our thanks to all the people at Living Music Records and Cathedral Arts. I'm John Schaefer. Major support for this program is provided by the National Endowment for the Arts. Additional funding comes from National Public Radio member stations and the NPR Arts and Performance Fund. Contributors include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation and the Herman Goldman Foundation of New York City. Performance, Gloria in Excelsis, from the Paul Winter Consort with special guests, Keisha Lewis Evans, vocalist, the Hunting Horn Quartet known as Trom Detroit, and the Brazilian samba group Peche Boy. This is NPR, National Public Radio.